As we continue to see new cases here in Vandenberg County, City of Evansville, we always want to constantly remind people that things are changing every day. We get new information, more information, better information as time goes on, and we want to make sure we get that out to people. So the biggest thing is just making sure people have the good quality information from the CDC, from the ISDH, from the local health department, so that they can protect themselves the best they can.
Is there a lot of misinformation out there as you see it?
I think there's probably some. What we try to do is try to give people really good sources. Obviously, the CDC, the ISDH, they're very good sources, reputable. We try to pass along that information. There's always social media out there, and people can mislead or try to scare. But, if you're getting your information from a reputable source, then you should be in good shape.
As you're seeing things around the community, are people wearing masks and socially distancing as they should?
I think from what we see with the health department's perspective, we work with all of the restaurants. We get maybe complaints from businesses. We're working with long-term care facilities, with child care facilities. We're working very closely with the EVSC, the Diocese of Evansville as far as Catholic schools, also the Signature School. We've worked with all of these entities and businesses, and we find that everybody's really got a good plan in place. Restaurants are doing really well. We've had a few that we've had to work with, provide education, and try to get them to understand, they need to have their employees wearing masks. Anecdotally, when I'm out, the grocery store, things like that, I tend to see more and more people wearing masks. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. I know that many businesses here locally and throughout the country have started to require people to wear masks before they can come into their establishments. So I think overall, it's probably getting better. We need to continue it right now because we do still have community spread. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned the schools, and of course, schools are reopening. What are, in a nutshell, what are the health department's recommendations to schools as they reopen?
So the biggest thing for us is going to be they need to follow the guidance set by the Indiana Department of Education and the State Department of Health. We have received their plans. They have provided those to us. We have gone through them, compared them to those resources. We've asked questions, maybe provided a little more guidance in certain areas, and they've made adjustments to their plans. And really, the plans that they have are really good. They're solid. We'll be working with them very closely as they do open. If there's possible cases within schools, we'll work with them. They'll do contact tracing and making sure that people are contacted, parents and families, to make sure that they know that their student may have to be out a certain amount of time or possibly go get tested.
So the plans look good, but I guess it's a matter of sticking to those plans, right?
Exactly, yeah. Getting the students, and it'll be an adjustment for the students, the teachers, the staff, those kind of things. There'll be changes to how school operates each day. And so everybody's just going to have to be flexible, going to have to try to do the best they can and adhere to those rules. Because if we adhere to those rules, it's going to protect us, going to keep us the kids safe and the staff, and we'll be able to keep those schools going.
Now, what would it take to shut down a school? I mean, is there a certain number, a positivity rate, or something like that?
Right now, there's really nothing in place from the CDC or really the ISDH says when to shut a school down, because every school is different. Mm-hmm. The layouts are different, how classrooms are set up are different. So really, it'll be up to the school corporation and, like I said earlier, the Diocese of Evansville, working with the local health departments to determine if there is a case, who those kids were in contact with, what situations would possibly expose other kids or staff members or teachers. And then we go through and look at, do we have, something happening within a classroom, or is it throughout a school? And then we'll make those decisions with the EVSC as time comes.
I see. Now, are children at a lower risk of catching or spreading the virus?
Actually, children are really good vectors for spreading all kinds of viruses and disease. As we know, they get, colds, they get, sometimes the flu, mm-hmm. Strep throat, those kinds of things. So kids are really, really good at spreading. With this coronavirus, they are susceptible like others if they come in contact. they can contract the virus. For the most part, it seems like a lot of them have been asymptomatic, so there's not a whole lot of real major health issues there. Mm-hmm. But we still need to watch them, make sure that they're stay healthy, get treated if they do have symptoms, to make sure that they get through it.
So there is evidence that kids are less likely to get seriously ill? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, anecdotally, I think there is. You know, overall, the deaths we've seen here in Vandenberg County have all been in the 50-year-old and higher, with over 80% of them 70-year-old and above. So, mm-hmm. You know, we haven't really had any major issues with children and maybe even teenagers, you know, having serious illnesses.
Well, Joe, the local health department here no longer provides its own data dashboard on the coronavirus. When did that change take place, and why did that happen?
So early July, when we really started to see a spike here locally, the Indiana State Department of Health took over really contact tracing. We only have a limited staff. They were working weekends, evenings, and it was just getting to the point where we were unable to continue that contact tracing process. So actually in May, they started that throughout the state, but we continued mm-hmm. doing our own here locally in conjunction with them in order to keep our information and our data here locally. But once we handed that over to the state early July, we had to make the decision that, you know, their data is going to be housed there. And we have access to it. We just don't have access to all of it in a way that we can continue that dashboard. We really like that dashboard. We got a lot of people looking at that. It was mm-hmm. it was a nice tool. We are looking at possibly bringing that back in some form and fashion, but we just have to figure out how the best way to do it.
So was that a state decision or essentially your decision that you, as you say, you were overwhelmed? Or
right.
did the state ask you to, hey, you know, shut it down, we're taking over?
No, that was our local decision, yeah. We were just getting to the point where we were having 40, 50 cases a day. And when you have looking at contacts for those cases, you might be, you know, 15 to 20 contacts, you know, for one case. And so it's just getting very difficult to contact all those people, enter all the information without, you know, the numbers that the state was able to, they have more resources. So
we
handed it over.
What have you, Joe, what have you learned from all of this?
I think the biggest thing I've learned is how passionate and how efficient our public health workforce here is at the health department. They have gone above and beyond, not only doing their everyday work, keeping up with that, but then handling this pandemic, handling it very efficiently, and working real well with our local partners, hospitals, school corporations, businesses, local government leadership, in any way, form and fashion to try to make sure we protect the public as best we can and give them everything they need to keep themselves safe.